Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 487?
Sure.
No, not 487. I skipped 60 episodes.
Wow.
I wouldn't have known the difference.
428.
Holy crap.
You didn't even skip 60 episodes. You skipped 59 episodes.
Yeah, like, hello from the future.
Yes, episode 428.
Let's talk about a game of the year for 2019.
Would be right around there too. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
I don't even have anything funny to say now.
Jeff is here too.
What?
And rejoining us after a couple weeks off is Peter.
It was just the 1 week off.
Was it just one?
Yeah, because you guys did it on Wednesday, and I closed on Wednesday nights.
So. Ah. All right. So just the 1 week off. Well, Thanksgiving.
No, if you go by how Chris announced it at the very beginning, I've clearly been gone much longer.
We've all been gone for a while.
I didn't realize that I'd missed, I don't know how, what is that?
59.
Almost a year's worth of episodes.
A year plus worth of ghost episodes that we are now into 2020.
But guys, Kingdom Hearts was awesome.
It was awesome. Kingdom Hearts was great last year.
Good? I thought it was...
Dragon Age came out. It's great. We really enjoyed the new Dragon Age game.
Yeah. Metroid wasn't good, though. Metroid was bad.
Okay, this is going to age poorly because all these things are wrong. Dragon Age is going to suck. Metroid's going to be awesome.
Final Fantasy VII, still not out.
Yep, that is true.
But Dragon Age will be the last game that BioWare ever makes. So.
Oh, no.
There you go.
Oh, no.
You know what? You could be right.
But Anthem was okay.
Just okay, though.
Was okay.
It was pretty good.
It was only okay.
Don played it a lot.
It did seem like a game Don Jeff played it a lot.
Like he's still playing it.
Metroid came out. It sold only 4 copies, all of which were bought by Jeff. He'll be screaming about it on the Game of the Year podcast in a couple of weeks.
Why didn't you guys play this game?
Because it's fucking trash.
Ooh. Ooh.
Oh, well, that'll be an interesting conversation next year.
If that game comes out next year.
It's true.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yoshi was good, though.
Well, they're always making a new Yoshi game.
Yoshi. Are we sure Yoshi's coming out
this
year? No. Super Mario Bros. Is
that like the sequel to Yoshi's Woolly World?
I guess.
I forgot that they. I forgot that they announced a new.
Right.
Those games are like Woolly World. I remember thinking when I played it, it was good, but I never wanted to play it. You know what I mean?
What other games whatever you for, did? Like, my 8-year-old sister, you know?
Yeah, but it's while you're playing it, you're like, oh, this is joyous. This is
right, magic. But you're not like, I really want to play Yoshi.
Yeah.
Does anybody ever really want to play Yoshi?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So it's it's hard to look forward to that. Maybe I'll buy it on a whim because it's a slow week.
And I'll probably really enjoy it. But also, I don't want to play it at all.
I'm not looking forward to it. Yeah, exactly. So,
well, yep. 2019 was an interesting year.
And, it was better than 2019. Resident Evil 2, guys. Who's excited for that?
I'm super excited for Resident Evil.
It's so close.
Yeah, Resident Evil and Devil May Cry are within 2 months of each other.
Yeah, that's gonna be.
Capcom's the beginning of 2019
is nuts.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Christopher. I'm assuming you're excited for Resident Evil 2, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, because
God, it looks so awesome.
Kingdom Hearts is when?
It's the end of January?
January 19th? 25th. And then I think the week before that is Resident Evil, right?
Resident Evil, yeah. The year kicks off.
They're really the same day. Awesome.
Well, that's going to be rough.
What is the other one? Kingdom Hearts 3?
Yeah.
Kingdom Hearts 3 is on the same. Devil May Cry is March 8th.
Is Kingdom Hearts 3 multi-console and everything?
Yep.
Yes. Well.
So on Xbox One and PS4.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm probably going to have to buy this shit.
Don't do
it. I mean, I like Disney.
But you don't like Kingdom Hearts.
Not. I mean, I thought what I played of two, like what little I did play part two, was so much better than part one. So I'm hoping that maybe this one will be like have a good, awesome combat system.
They made it. Yeah, I think this will be more along the second games,
like feel more like a modern RPG. It's,
God, one can only hope. Like it's been a long time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, since we're talking about this, we may as well briefly, I guess, touch on everything that's going to be coming out next year.
If you have, I have a list. Because, I mean, the fact that Devil May Cry, Resident Evil, and Kingdom Hearts are all out in, like, the first 3 months.
Yeah.
Like, that's,
I remember there was, like, crazy. 18 games coming out on, like, February 22nd or some shit.
Yeah.
Remember that? Crackdown,
baby.
That Crackdown.
I'm excited for that.
If you still have a 3DS that isn't, like, covered in dust, that Mario & Luigi Bowser's Inside Story remake comes out on January 11th.
Mario U.
Yeah, Mario U, New Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe comes out on the Switch on the 11th. And then, yeah, we talked about Resident Evil and Kingdom Hearts. And then in January, yeah, the 15th is, like, Crackdown. And then
February
22nd is Anthem and Metro.
Wow, Anthem is in February too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that Travis Strikes Again, No More Heroes, like the weird indie game thing for Switch, is coming out January 18th. Total War Three Kingdoms is March 7th.
Yeah, baby.
Devil May Cry is March 8th. The Division 2 is March 15th.
Jesus.
The Sinking City, which is like looks like a cool like Lovecraftian like detective thing, is the 21st, and then Sekiro is the 22nd. From Software's Activision joint,
right? That's March 22nd. So you and Jeff will play that one.
Yeah, this one's supposed to be more action oriented than the others, from what they've said. But I don't know; they haven't shown much yet.
I don't know. I'd say their games are pretty action-y.
Well, no, but I mean, it's less about. I don't know, because he's got like a grappling hook arm. I think it's supposed to be faster paced. Like,
oh, I get you, yeah.
Days Gone is April 26th now. Shenmue is dated for August 27th.
Yeah, I'll believe that one when we see it.
And then there are a bunch of games without release dates, like
Bloodstained.
Metroid.
Yeah, Bloodstained, Ritual of the Night, Catherine Full Body,
Last of Us 2.
Well, yeah, like the big shit, yeah. The Wii and stuff like that, yeah. All the Final Fantasies are supposed to hit Switch, remember, and stuff like that, except for...
Yeah, 8, and Xbox, yeah.
Yeah. Fire Emblem Three Houses is early next year. And then Gears 5, I think, was dated for next year.
Yeah, it'll probably be September.
Luigi's Mansion 3. Ori and the Will of the Wisps. Rage 2 is supposed to be next year as well.
I forgot that was a thing.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
What?
Rage 2. I forgot that was something that was coming out.
I'm experiencing mild dislike about that.
Wait, that didn't come out?
No. That's next year.
I thought it came out last year.
No, man.
They just announced it at E3 this year, Jeff.
Rage 2?
Yeah. Rage 2.
Oh, my God. That feels like... Matt, yeah, it's been a long year. Say,
like, it's hard to remember sometimes that Black Panther came out in February.
Yeah, you know why? That kind of nuts, right?
It's because when you go through so much daily trauma in a year, it just feels like it's been fucking forever, man.
Psychologists like 10 years from now we'll like call this like mental time dilation or something like
that. Yeah, this generation,
when we all start dropping dead at 65 instead of 75 and 80, it's because of the 4 years of stress here.
A time dilation.
Americans, their life expectancy has dropped by 10 years instantly.
In the last 4 years, all of us have actually biologically aged 15 years.
We've been through a lot.
Speak for yourselves. I've enjoyed it.
You're enjoying this?
I like pain.
I want off this ride.
Today was an interesting day at least.
Yeah, yeah. There's things happening. We'll see.
Do we want to do news first, just because there's like... Because
we're already talking.
We're already talking news. Sure, go ahead.
Well, I mean, we were talking release dates because we were musing, but I figured before we jump into games.
Why not?
What do you got for us?
So the only thing that I have found so far is that Nintendo is shutting down their creators program.
That is something that is happening.
Yeah, which is that thing that they put out a couple years ago where they basically made sure that no one would ever play Nintendo games on YouTube ever again.
Yep.
And where they would take all the ad revenue and give them like 0.3% of ad revenue or something like that.
Patrick Klepek today tweeted that I guess he got paid for whatever his Nintendo partner thing. It was like $1.33.
There's that. But they're replacing it with like this weird set of guidelines or something.
Yeah.
Where it's like, hey, if you're doing commentary and stuff, like you're totally fine and stuff like that, but you can't upload like silent playthroughs where like you're just playing the game without commentary. Yeah,
so like I can't just like sit down and record myself playing like Mario Odyssey. I'd have to talk over it.
I would say most videos on YouTube, though, like they do something with it. Like it's not. Yeah.
But there are channels out there that exist about people who don't do commentary because people just want to like see a section of the game without hearing some dipshit.
Yeah, like sometimes like I'll get stuck in a game and I just want to like see like what am I doing wrong?
But I almost prefer like if it's a walkthrough thing where the person is talking to me going, okay, so what you gotta do is you gotta go down this hallway.
Right, but sometimes you also wind up with like some dude who just archived his Twitch stream where he was like talking to like the chat or something.
Right.
Yeah, but if they're good, they're usually talking about the game for the most part. You know. Yes. Anyways.
There was that. So that's cool. Like that. At least they finally realized perhaps the ineptitude of.
They should feel stupid because, like, you want that exposure, don't you? You want those fucking idiots.
Well, that's what they realized, that nobody's talking about their stuff because they're like, we can't talk about your stuff.
Well, what was it? It's about there was basically like Nintendo realized that they wanted Ninja to play Smash.
Yeah, I saw that this morning too. Like Smash is coming. They want Ninja to play it.
At the same time, though, they also like. Did you see that other thing where they like banned? They like got two people on YouTube banned who like got early copies of Smash and didn't upload any footage, but just uploaded like the music from the game. And so they like copyright claimed every video that they've ever uploaded that's related to Nintendo for like the past 6 years out of nowhere and basically obliterated them off of YouTube.
Jeez.
So as usual, you know, never known for their subtlety, Nintendo there.
Just embrace the internet.
But
even though it's terrifying.
Yeah. So yeah, I can't find any stories based on this stuff, but Jeff Keighley's been out there tweeting about like who's gonna be showing stuff potentially at the Game Awards. And you know, he said Casey Hudson's gonna be there with a new Anthem trailer. Which may be
kind of like seemed like they were hinting at Dragon Age stuff, maybe.
Yeah, I couldn't tell from that story if it meant that they were going to announce something at the Game Awards or if like later in December they were going to have something. But I think doing both at the
Game Awards, baby.
Yeah. Like if you're not doing it at the Game Awards, December's a really bad time to announce something.
Yeah. So that would be cool, like to do an Anthem trailer and then roll directly into a small teaser for Dragon Age 4. Like,
right.
I think that would be smart. And then Obsidian has been teasing their new RPG. And then I have to assume that's going to be the game that they're the first game that they're making under Microsoft. So that's going to be cool. My hope is that it is a AAA 3D,
Like a Fallout or Skyrim type-ish game.
I'll say like New Vegas, because New Vegas is a better Fallout game than Bethesda has made.
Right, so. but I mean like in that realm, like that type of game.
Yeah, that's what I want. An aesthetic from the concept art they've been tweeting looks interesting. So, But otherwise, there's not a whole lot. There's rumors floating about that Rocksteady is going to announce their Superman game finally. But I feel like every year around E3 or Game Awards, that rumor crops back up. And every year, everyone leaves disappointed that Rocksteady hasn't announced their new game yet. But it's been...
been a minute or so since Night, right?
I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah.
2015.
It's been 2 years. Yeah.
Arkham Knight came out in 2015, so it's been...
3 years.
3 years, and then if they what do you call it? You know, announce this year and release next year, 4 full years. I mean, that's
about right.
Yeah,
and it sounds like a development cycle.
The announcement coming soon makes sense. Like they actually just Warner Brothers just released basically like the Rocksteady Arkham collection out again this week on PS4 right. And Xbox One. So it has all the Batman games that Rocksteady made.
Yeah. I get that like Origins felt a lot like a like weird cash in, but I actually kind of like some of the stuff that
it did, so. I liked Origins. It was fine.
I feel like pretending like it doesn't exist is kind of
it's okay.
It's okay to leave it alone, to ignore it. Or...
Well, didn't Rocksteady not make it?
They didn't make it.
Yes, but I mean, like, it's a fine game. But I did think it, like, it used some interesting villains instead of like repurposing a lot of the old ones. I mean, and in my opinion, I think it tells a more interesting story than Arkham Knight does. But
I like it more than Arkham Knight. Yeah, there are problems with that game for sure, but I think it's a better game than Knight.
And then he was out there saying now he's getting back into like weird Spike TV bullshit where he's like, let's bring Hollywood into it and stuff. And so like the Russo brothers are going to be there to premiere the Avengers 4 trailer. I have to assume there's zero.
It would be cool if we got an Avengers 4 trailer and like actual like something up from the Avengers game that
that'll be
Square's
cool.
Making. Yeah.
Yeah,
but like I'm like, man, no, get away from that shit. Like, it was so cringe to have, like, celebrities come out there and then, like, wax, like, read a teleprompter so terribly because they have no idea what they're talking about when it comes to video games. Like,
but to be fair, it wasn't good without that either, so.
It was at least, like, I don't disagree that there were, like, a whole lot of cringe during the other Game Awards either with, like, what was it, that dude who dressed up as a razor blade? That was
that they had that guy last year who just like went off script. The guy from the indie developer.
To be fair, I don't actually believe that was a bit that Jeff Keighley had planned. I think actually if you watch
Jeff Keighley's reaction, I think he went off script.
He was ready to stab that dude in the throat. Which is
he's talking about that like crazy French dude or whatever the fuck he was. I don't remember.
Yeah, the one who did the co-op
Away Out. Game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
you remember that?
Yes, I love it because it made Jeff Keighley so uncomfortable. I'd like to see him squirm. It's great. But
But that was the best part of the show, which is
that was it. That show sucked. I forgot what I hated so much about it. But it just feels so fucking
I mean, I don't know. Like, but aside from that stuff, like, I think it's fine. Like, nobody. I think fine is the best an award show can do, right? Like, and I get that he's trying to make it more interesting for people by bringing announcements, right, and giving people a bigger reason to watch because most of the like gaming public or the public of any sort of industry, right? Like, most movie viewers don't give a shit about the Oscars and. Stuff like that. It's like, well, no, but like I give a shit about the Oscars, but like my dad doesn't give a shit about the Oscars, you know, like.
But it's crazy though, because a lot of people don't give a shit about movies, care about the Oscars, or like at least watch the Oscars. You know what I mean? That's the kind of weird thing about it, though. Right. Anyways.
Yeah. So like, he's trying something. I give him credit for that. Not always going to be successful. You know,
it feels low rent without the fucking the TV thing. Like, I don't know. Ever since then, it just feels like, I think the first year, I think I liked it more. Was it, it's been 2 years now where he's done it like kind of on his own.
Yeah, it's been like 4 or 5.
Has it really?
It's been a while now.
I thought it was on TV like 3 years ago.
Nah, he gave up on that. Nah, it's been going since 2014.
So this, yeah. Oh no, this will be the 4th year. Okay.
No, this will be year 5.
Will it? Really?
Yeah. 2014, 2015, 2016, 2017.
Okay. Yeah.
So
that's weird. I don't know. I just like, remember last year it being really bad, especially, but I don't remember like what it was that I hated about it.
I mean, they even gave Zelda Game of the Year, so I like don't really know what there is for you to be mad about.
I don't know.
I don't know. Jeff can find something, damn it.
Oh, I know he can.
Jeff obviously had some issues with it if like he's criticizing
a game. But he actually can't remember. He just sort of like is.
I have a generally bad feeling from what I remember. I do remember there was like something where it was like, you know, you skip over some awards or like rush people off the stage when you're doing these stupid fucking bits that fell so flat.
Or like having like an orchestra or something play for, you know, 8 minutes, 9 minutes instead of like actually giving out the game awards. Like the thing is called the game awards. Like give out some fucking awards.
Right. Yeah, it's like all announcements and music and bullshit. And
like, I don't think last year the announcements weren't that great either.
They never are. I think they almost never are. But like the thing is, like Keeley is always like, we're gonna be so serious this year. This is gonna be like the real like thing. And like he's always trying to imitate what TV version of this shit was like.
Well, as no, lame. I think if that were the case, then he would be like they would have a comedian who came and hosted and like told really bad jokes and did like stupid ass skits. Like I feel like no matter where
they
you
don't
look,
do that shit like stupid skits and stuff. Like
nah,
no,
like no, that's where like the announcements sort of fill that time and stuff. Like yes, there's the orchestra stuff for sure, but like he's not doing a thing where he has Gal Gadot and a bunch of other celebrities go into a theater next door and surprise a bunch of
movie oh god. Goers. That was during the Oscars, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was terrible.
That's
dude.
What I'm saying.
Like, it went on forever.
Yeah.
Oh my god. It was so embarrassing.
Like, at the very least, like he's not doing shit like that.
Yeah, I guess. Alright, credit where credit's due, man.
Like I feel like as bad as it is, it could be so much worse.
I mean, they could cut like best esports player.
But apparently those awards are very popular. Like,
yeah,
I agree that he could cut them, but like for the younger,
yeah, I guess like
crowd, like that stuff is huge and stuff. Like that's like what draws in a lot of people. Like they finally cut, I think, the trending gamer award.
Thank God,
because they finally realized that everybody who was winning it was not being a terrible person.
Wasn't it like 4 straight years of them picking douchebags? Like,
I think Greg Miller is the only one who wasn't.
I would say I thought Greg Miller was.
What was what he won 2015? Yeah, it was what Total Biscuit, Boogie, and Dr. Disrespect. The other three, all three are like
horrible people.
I finally realized what was happening, and they were like, "Ah, shit, man! If we do this next year, it's gonna be like Ice Poseidon or some like or PewDiePie who like is you know." Or, I mean, it probably would have been Ninja, like realistically speaking, but
even Ninja's not great.
No. I don't even know who this ninja character is. I feel like
he's
I'm
just
fucking...
like a really big Fortnite streamer.
Who won't play with women?
Who won't play with women? I wonder why.
He won't play with women.
No, he won't.
How do you not play with women?
He won't like.
He won't stream with them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it makes him and his wife uncomfortable.
Whatever.
Anyways.
Maybe his wife is like. Maybe she's orchestrating that. I don't know.
You I don't, can't the play whole with thing women. Is weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
But,
yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I do think, I mean, he's had some good announcements in the past. I don't think it's been anything necessarily groundbreaking. Though I do actually think the Game Awards in 2014 had the first Phantom Pain trailer.
Yeah, it sucked.
The Phantom Pain trailer?
Yeah, right?
I mean that. I don't think the Phantom Pain trailer sucked. Like,
no, I don't think it sucked. No. I'm just saying. I think like that was on the Game Awards and like in 2014, right? And
that's, they had a,
I mean,
a
Yeah, I guess there are some like bigger ones, right? Like
that was the same year they had the No Man's Sky trailer, I think.
Yeah, I wish there was like a list of announcements that they have, like things that have been announced at the Game Awards, but
I just always feel like kind of mid-tier things, like it's like I don't know. It doesn't ever feel like as big as like what you get at E3. I don't know. I guess sometimes here and there there probably are a few.
Right? I don't know. I mean, E3 like depends on the conference, right? Some E3s are not even as.
Yeah, for sure. Actually, yeah.
No, I don't know. Like I'm looking at this, like the Game Awards last year, they announced things like Bayonetta 3, and let's see.
Where the fuck is that game?
Yeah, I know, right?
I want that in my life right now.
And that came with the trailer that Bayonetta 1 and 2. They announced Soul Calibur 6. They announced Breath of the Wild DLC.
That was awesome.
In the Valley of Gods, they showed that first Sekiro trailer, which was like 4 seconds, but whatever, you know.
That was at Game Awards?
Mm-hmm. Like the one that was just like of his like grappling hook arm. Like,
oh, yeah. Like it was like a total teaser. But like you got you to know, hey, here's From Software's fucking game. Yeah. I kind of remember that.
And I'm looking over their nominees. They all they did for Trending Gamer was change it to Content Creator of the Year because Ninja is up for that.
Who is Ninja? Oh, you guys already explained. Yeah, it's just a Ninja character. I really am. I'm turning into my grandma. Who is this Ninja character?
Don't worry about it. I don't know. I'm just not like super like thrilled with the nominees they have for anything. So,
I mean,
but I almost never am.
I think there's a problem with the there's you can only select the games that came out this year, and that's a problem.
What? I'm sorry.
I'm slightly confused by that one, but go on. I want to hear more.
Yeah. What game is missing from this list that you would vote for that didn't come out this year?
Wait, what?
Okay.
All right. Jeff just doesn't make sense anymore.
Right, but for that category, Jeff, they have best ongoing game, right? Which is...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's Destiny, Fortnite, No Man's Sky.
Yeah. Overwatch and Rainbow Six Siege.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't, like, I looked at these categories and I was like, yeah, this is about the list that I expected, right? I don't know who put Detroit Become Human on Best Narrative, though. I think that's a bunch of French people, like.
Or Best Game Direction.
Yeah, fuck that.
I don't know. Like, there's just, like, some weird choices here.
The joke I was going for is that there's not a lot of good games that came out this year.
Yes, we know.
Yeah.
Oh, I think both of us were like, what the fuck are you talking about,
Joe? Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's where Tony got it, I guess.
Yeah, good for him, man.
We were confused.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know. This list, like their game of the year list and stuff, it looks and all the game, like the games dominated. Five games left and right. Like,
okay, yeah.
Like, what's their game of the year games?
So the game of the years are Assassin's Creed Odyssey,
okay.
Celeste, mm-hmm. God of War, Spider-Man, Monster Hunter, and Red Dead.
Yeah.
So like,
I get it.
Those are the games that I would expect to be on there. Like. It kind of sucks that I think there's a cutoff for this stuff. So, like, I don't see Tetris Effect anywhere on here. But I assume it had to be
and it's like
out before December or the mid-November.
Nominees had to be out before November 22nd, 2018 for consideration.
Right.
So that's not Tetris Effect?
I don't know exactly when Tetris Effect came out, but...
I think it was this past Tuesday.
No. Jake, so it came out before then.
Oh no, Tetris Effect is in here. It's only for best VR game, though.
Hmm.
Alright.
I don't know.
Like, everywhere I look, I'm like, okay, yeah, these games are what I expected. Like,
I've never been thrilled with their selections. And
I'm just surprised Celeste over. Like, I could see Tetris Effect being nominated for sure from what I've heard and seen about it, and. I mean, I guess I could see Celeste being nominated too, but that kind of surprises me. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, this is the problem when you have such a wide voter base. Like, I mean, they basically poll, what do you call it? They poll 50 different, let me look at, see if it's on the FAQ here.
It's like 50 different outlets.
It's 69 global media and influencer outlets selected for their history of critical evaluation of video games. There's a list. There's like, you can actually find a whole list of who votes and stuff, but I mean, but it's like all over the world, basically. Like, there are like German sites that you've never heard of and stuff that, like, you know, vote on this list and stuff like that. So, you know, I think when you do that stuff, you're going to wind up with a rather homogenized list of games.
Yeah, and this is pretty much the most homogenized list of games you can come up with. So,
yeah. So.
Anyway, I mean, it's fine. I've never really liked the Game Awards, so.
Does Dead Cells not count as a game from this year?
Like,
no, I think it's in a couple of things.
It's up for Best Independent Game.
So that's why I just don't get. All right, it's up for Best Independent Game, but Celeste is up for Game of the Year.
Yep.
And I feel like Dead Cells should be up. If Celeste should be up, then Dead Cells. Again, yeah, you can only have so many nominations, I guess, but like. Or nominees.
Right, and like I said, you're just sort of looking at you're just going to wind up with a homogenized list of people because.
Yeah, I mean, and it's just got the big games on there, like the ones that.
Well, like.
That are probably going to win most awards at most major outlets, so.
Another thing. This is the last time I'm going to harp on this. Another thing that surprises me about it, though, is like the staying power is less. Like, that came out, what, January? You would figure, like, Tetris Effect would have that recency bias where, like,
well,
everyone would be like, oh, it's Game of the Year.
Might also be that, like, depending upon when they had to have their votes in or when they submitted their votes, they might not have got them in time.
Or something like Dead Cells that came, like, in August. The Messenger, honestly, I think The Messenger is, like, really quality game. Like, probably, you know, top five almost, you know.
Up for Best Independent Game as well.
Yeah, okay.
It's, I mean, hey, whatever. We can certainly debate it next week when we have the
award. We have our own, like, that's why everyone has their own set of awards.
Yeah, well, what's this? This is next Thursday? Next Saturday. No, next Thursday, the 6th.
Oh, it is next
Thursday. They air, so...
They'll be on Twitch.
Yeah.
So are we gonna like record right after them, or what are we doing?
They're normally done by the time we record. So
yeah, so we can cover all the announcements.
That weird NBC award show that is on Saturday.
Oh, I thought that is that NBC or CBS?
I don't know. It's one of those two. It's not ABC. I know that.
No, it's not.
Yeah. It's not the Disney Game Awards. All right, you got any other news, Pete?
No.
All right, so I did pull up two here. They announced the games with gold for December today. Was it today? It was either today or yesterday. Cube 2.
Yeah.
I liked the first Cube. It was a cool like, puzzle game. I don't know what Cube 2. I've heard good things, but it's more open. Never Alone, which is the Inuit kind of platformer where it's like, little Inuit girl and her fox buddy. That's a cute little game. And every time you complete a level, it unlocks like a 4 or 5 minute documentary piece on like native life up in the Arctic, which is really cool.
Did you like just try this out now or what?
I played Never Alone like this year or a year ago. It's been out for a while. So.
Is it like side scroller?
Yeah, it's a side scroller. Yeah. Yeah, it's a cute little like puzzle platformer. It's not particularly hard. Dragon Age 2 is the one from December 1st to the 15th on the 360.
I almost bought that recently.
That was good. Good you didn't because it's free.
That seems like a good price to pay for it.
And Mercs, Playgrounds of Destruction. So an original Xbox game will be in the back half of December. I actually like that like that they're starting to include those original Xbox
games. Yeah.
And that original that Mercenaries game is actually a damn good open world action game.
But no achievements.
There are no achievements. That is a shame.
That's okay though. That's still like I really like the idea of them including original Xbox.
Yeah. Like that's nice. So those are the games with gold. And then PlayStation announced their selection for PlayStation Plus, which is Onrush.
It's a good game to put on
or whatever. I mean, I didn't like it, but sure. And Soma, which I'm interested in playing. I kept I should buy this. I should buy this.
I did buy it.
It has safe mode now. So, like, if you're like, I don't want to deal with like the running and hiding bullshit, and I just want to play a cool, creepy story, you can do that now.
Oh, cool.
Have you tried that, Pete?
I haven't tried that mode. I played Soma when it came out originally.
Yeah,
I liked it even with the horror stuff, but like, I think it's good to have the, you know, even if you didn't want to play the scary, like, deal with the monster stuff, because some of it, like, honestly wasn't very good. Like, the whole, like, hide-and-seek mechanic thing that they pulled from, because it's fractional. And those guys who did Amnesia and stuff.
Yep. Just
like, okay, been there, done that. Like, find something else to do.
And then, I don't know, they have Stirreden on PS3, Steins Gate on PS3. I don't know what either of those are. Iconoclasts on the Vita, which is crossed by with the PS4. That looks like a kind of like a cartoony side-scrolling platform action game. And Papers, Please on the Vita. I've only played that on PC, but that's it's an interesting little game as well. Those are, if you have PlayStation Plus, those are the free games. And there's only one more month after this of PS3 and Vita games. They're suspending that, I think, in February.
Hmm. Oh, darn.
Yeah.
I'm going to sell my Vita.
All right. You can mod it. It'll be a better. Oh, well, you already got rid of it then.
I sold it many years ago.
I mean, I was going to say you could just like use it as a classic PlayStation machine. Which
it was a really, it's a nice system, like really nice system, but I didn't care about it.
Oh, and there is the, I mean, this is more rumors. Well, I guess it's not rumored that Sony is, they patented a new kind of storage medium, some sort of cartridge based.
Oh, fuck off.
Medium.
Uh-oh, the Switch.
So
Switch 5.0.
The rumor, speculation on forums and Reddit has been that maybe they've said there's no, that they're not making a successor to the Vita, but maybe they are doing something.
There's no need when the PlayStation 5 is both a Vita and a PlayStation.
Right.
Dude, that would be the shit. Like, I don't care. I don't care. Copy Nintendo. Everyone do it. I'm fine. I like that.
Well, I mean, if they do a good job with it, sure.
Fuck yeah, dude. If every system you could take on the go, like, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd be down with that. Yeah, so that's it for news. What have you guys been playing? Oh, wait, one more thing. Kingdom of Amalur Reckoning.
Oh, yeah.
Now available on Xbox One backwards compatibility.
Didn't we recently talk about somebody, the rights reverting back to someone?
THQ Nordic. They bought the rights to Kingdoms of Amalur.
Right, but EA owns the publishing rights.
EA owns the publishing rights to Reckoning. And we've been wondering for a while when it's going to go backwards compatibility. And it is now, so.
And so I wonder, is that an EA thing or is that a...
I mean, that's... They would have to negotiate it with both, but I bet that you will see a Reckoning on as part of a EA Access.
Yeah, baby.
Very shortly.
How much do you guys know how much it is on Xbox?
I don't. So I already own it, but my guess would probably be like $20.
Yeah, I would
imagine it'll be on sale at some point.
But even at 20, like, that game was the shit, dude. Like, I remember being super impressed with that game. And I never beat it. Like, so I would almost want to have it again. You know what I mean? Like, that, like, you know, easy access.
Yeah. I mean, it's a, it's an excellent title, so.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm trying to, find you the price point for it, but.
I would imagine, like, is
20 sounds right.
Standard.
20 for, like, standard, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, some other games are, like, they start at 9 or like, $10, but this one strikes me as one that I would probably be $20. But anyway, what have you guys been playing over the last little bit?
Lots of video games.
I want to hear about Jeff's time in Fallout 76. Mostly, I want to hear why you bought it.
Why I bought it?
Yeah.
I just pre-ordered it, like, when it got announced. And I didn't really, like, ever back off of that. Like, I was just like, I know everyone else was, like, read the writing on the wall. I was like, nah, I'm fucking, I was just like, whatever, dude. I like Fallout. Maybe it'll actually be good. And then it came out. I got it. Like, everyone said it was terrible. I was playing other games. It's just been sitting there. And I knew it was going to be bad now, but I still did it anyways because it's like, whatever, dude. I already bought it. I don't want to go. I want to go through with, like, returning this or whatever. Who gives a shit? And it's pretty much, like, exactly kind of like the complaints you heard and, you know, kind of what you expected going in. It's like, oh, this is like a shell of a Fallout game, you know? But also, like, it's not like, honestly, I experienced, like, no bugs or anything, like, weird, like, any glitches or anything. Like, it was fine. Like, it wasn't, like, terrible. Some people exaggerate, like, oh, there's no story at all. It's like, there kind of is. Like, there is a story so far, you know? But it's like, it is a shell of a Fall game, and above anything, it's just really boring. Like, it's just really boring. There's, like, kind of nothing going on.
Are you still, like, encountering other players or anything?
I think I saw somebody the other day. I only played it for, like, 2 hours. Oh. And, you know, so I was, like, still getting acclimated. I remember seeing someone, like, dicking around on the other side of the town that I was in. But I don't think I've had any, like, real interactions with people.
Well, that's good, because, like, the things that I was hearing, like, right when it launched were, like, just roving bands of assholes, like, torturing randoms.
You would need roving bands, which maybe they're probably not roving bands anymore.
They're all gone.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I literally only maybe saw one person. But again, I was, like, very early on. So I was just, like, killing roaches and shit, you know? Like,
how's the combat in it? Like, they got rid of VATS, right?
Well, this is so ill-conceived. Like, now that I actually play it, like, it's just, like, come on. Like, the things that were, like, cool about the Fallout games was, like, kind of like the RPG-ness of the combat, the VAT system and shit. It's like, that's gone, basically, you know? It's just, like, really clunky. I'm playing it mostly melee right now. Like, I haven't even tried the shooting really much yet. It's just really clunky melee combat. Which, you know, the shooting in Fallout has always been really clunky too, but it's made cool by the VAT system, where you're, like, picking out limbs, and it kind of feels like an RPG menu thing, you know what I mean? Like, that's kind of gone, so what the fuck? Like, what was the idea here, man? And, you know, like, oh, you can't, you know, you look at your Pip-Boy, but it's, like, fucking, you can still get killed because you can't pause. Like, I don't know, maybe there was a way to do a multiplayer Fallout game that would be fun, like, something more like Borderlands or something, but, like, with something more there than this.
Right.
And they really, like, it's amazing to me that they're just going to keep making games on this engine because it just feels so old and clunky and shit. Like,
which is funny because I think it's made on the Fallout 4 engine. So, like,
that's a new engine?
It's a new engine.
Oh my God. I don't know what they're doing, man. Shit feels old.
Well, I mean, for, like, you have to, even if they went with a brand new engine, it would still probably be modeled off of their old stuff. Like, they have the engine has changed going all the way back to Daggerfall, but if you go all the way back to Daggerfall, like, you can see where their design sensibilities have been.
Could you imagine, though? Like, imagine, like, one of their RPGs, like, with the amount of story, like, awesome story shit, but, like, it played, like, a fun game, like just to throw this out here, like, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, like, something like that, like that mixture. I guess you could argue that Odyssey does that as well, but, like, I don't know, man, like, they're due for, like, an overhaul of everything. Like, we've played this game 18 billion times now. In every genre, like, you know, like Skyrim and Fallout and all that shit, they don't feel like that different in a way. You know what I mean?
They're not. It's just that type of game in, you know, different setting, and that's what Starfield's probably going to be, right? Like,
it's just space. It just feels like it's due for like just an overhaul where everything feels fresher and a little new. Like, still be that type of game, but like. This feel like it's not from fucking 2011 anymore.
And I do wonder if they think by adding like the, you know, the base building stuff and that stuff
that's is, not, if they're improving it. No, like,
no, I know what you're saying. I just wonder if that's what they think is like. No, well, we are changing it. We're adding these other gameplay elements to it, and but that like that's not spicing it up enough for me. But then again, I will probably be there day one for whatever Elder Scrolls 6
is. Oh, for sure. So. Yeah.
Yes, you will. And I'll be there, too.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll regret it. Maybe I won't.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, I would you guys agree with me, though, that, like, I don't know. I love the games, but, like, come on. Like,
I definitely felt that way with 4. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I was really bored by 4, and this is even more boring, so.
But we'll see, because like I don't have any problem going back and playing 3 or Skyrim, so I don't know.
Like, but like if they put out the new Skyrim and it just feels like that but prettier, like
depends.
I guess like, that would be enough,
right?
Like, it could feel flat. It could feel flat, like for all.
It could, like I mean,
you know,
like there is like a clunkiness to the combat in Skyrim that like I do hope they improve. On a lot. It's
hard, man. Like, people have been doing it for fucking ever. Like,
right? Like, there is a way to do first-person combat.
Like, first-person melee combat, just, like, go ask the condemned dudes, man. What's Jace Hall doing? Like, Jesus.
But we'll see. So, well, I'm glad that it's not the mess that we were expecting, but also that it is kind of what we were expecting.
I mean, I didn't play a lot of it, but like from what I played of it, I was like, yeah, I don't know. This is not like it wasn't like abrasive. It wasn't like, oh, I'm actively having a bad time. It was more just like, okay, this is really boring.
I came back from it being like, what did I do the last two hours?
Yeah, and I have so many games to play right now, and most of them are actually fun. So it's just like. All right, I'll maybe check in with you never, but
yeah,
not the worst thing ever.
Like I don't know when Tony finally sees it for 50 cents in a
yes
and in a pail. That's when I'll pick it up.
Right,
and maybe they've like added a fucking quest line to the fucking thing that's like more interesting or something. I don't know. Like maybe it will be better at some point.
I don't know. Hopefully, like remember how like. Yeah, I mean, ESO launched shit, and like now it's evidently a really good game, and we have friends that keep telling us to play it, and I just don't have time.
I'm just never gonna do that. Yeah,
like I want to, like, it seems really cool, but I just exactly don't have the time to do it.
Yeah, I mean, and who knows? Maybe just Fallout 76 just dies. That's possible. That
maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like,
it'll be okay.
It's fine, but like, I don't know. Like, I thought that the world looked cool and shit. Like, while I was in it, I was like, I was ready to have some fun in it if possible. But again, it just didn't seem like there was much to it. It wasn't like, yeah, it was just fine. It was just like nothing special. Like a 6.5, it was my experience so far. Which is not great. But
also not the worst ever. So,
yeah. Anyways.
So tell us about something that is good.
Have you guys played Assassin's Creed?
Nope.
I've heard of that game.
I've played like 12 of them. No, actually, like 15 of them.
Yeah, y'all have played way more than me, you know, these games.
I've played none, though, so.
You played none? You've never
That's
played?
A horrible mistake.
I played 45 minutes of Assassin's Creed 2, and I was like, this controls like ass, and I haven't yet to touch another one since then.
Well, I would agree with you there. I would agree with you there.
People are bad people.
I don't understand it.
Nah, bad games.
Bad games from your 45 minutes of one of them, what?
Hey, man, all it took was 45 minutes of what was supposed to be. I mean, I'm sure they've gotten
better. One of the best games
ever. I need to buy Syndicate at some point, but Syndicate is yet to be low enough price for me to buy it.
So. Really?
It was a fantastic game. So is Brotherhood.
No. See, like, you guys know, I have played more than 45 minutes. I've tried this series multiple times.
Yeah, you try it every time. Yeah. You think you've tried just a, like probably just about as many as we've actually played, but it is hysterical how you keep falling for it.
Well, I'm happy I have because I really liked
the last that one. They've come across them.
They've I mean, it's not a matter of me like coming to appreciate it. It's a matter of like this series has actually changed a lot.
The last two are very different from what they were.
They like have a lot of like Diablo DNA. They have like, it's like Diablo almost. Like there's like this loot cycle where like it's like you're always like, oh man, I can't wait till I can actually wield this level 13 whatever. Then you get it, and it's like it's shit now. I want the next thing. What about this level 16 thing I can't carry or whatever? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
And so you're like, it's like that. You're just constantly chasing the next thing.
Yeah, the good old loot dragon.
But like, there's so many things that's so good about this one. It's just like the combat's amazing. The stealth's really fun. The you know navigating the world is like really simple and. You know, you could ride on horseback, or you just hit a button and he goes on his own to the next spot. Like it's just everything is just built for ease of use, and it feels good.
So fast
and it's fun. Yeah, like the combat's awesome. The upgrades that you get for your character are fucking awesome. Like I don't know, man. I'm having a fucking blast.
Why is it shocking you? I've been saying this for like. Months now.
No, I just mean that Jeff finally found one that way.
Well, Jeff liked Origins too.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, the last one was really good too. It was like the same thing basically. But like you guys were saying, like, you guys have been into this series all along though, and like I thought the old games were bad games. Like they did not play well. Like I couldn't get into it. Like, would you agree? Like, yeah, you said, Chris. Like, it's completely different. Like.
Oh yeah, like they've changed the combat in a way.
It feels like Dark Souls.
I don't think it feels anything like Dark Souls, but
it's not at model, all. It's definitely inspired by
the button layout, but no way. Yeah, like it plays like a fucking arcade game. Like
it's way easier. Like and there's no stamina bar, but yeah, like it is. neither of them suck. There's like a couple really awesome abilities you get in the combat, like that I use very frequently. Well, one is not Spartan an ability, kick, one baby. Is just like, yeah. So yeah, one is a Spartan kick where you can like kick someone off the edge of a fucking building, and like that'll usually take off most of their health.
It's so awesome. Have you gotten into the naval battles yet? Much?
Yeah.
You can kick people off the ship into the water and they die.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. I do like that the game, like, it launches with that the Battle of 300. Like, that was a pretty cool start. You just go around Spartan kicking people as the king.
Yeah.
That's a move I really love. The other thing I really love to do is to assassinate people from above. Or just assassinate in general. I really love... The stealth in this game feels really fun. Like you know what I mean? Like, it's, like, really forgiving and really just, like, you kind of run in there. As long as you run up behind the guy, you can fucking kill him.
Which is kind of funny because, like, it's not... Like, honestly, it... Tony, maybe you can, like, chime in. I don't think it feels that much different than... Like, the stealth, I don't feel
it feels that much different. It's not all that much different.
Yeah, it's almost exactly the same.
Well, the other thing about this game is it's like a breath of fresh air coming off of Red Dead Redemption 2. Yep. It's like, just, if I press the stick forward, I run really fast. Like, or, he moves really fast. Like, he hauls ass. Like, I don't even think there's a run button in this, is there? Like,
no,
the run button is you push the stick forward.
Yeah.
It's locomotion.
You
like,
you just go fast because nobody wants to go slow in a video game. Rockstar, like, what the fuck?
And there's no penalty for, like, being an asshole and just, like, knocking everybody over. I like you call your horse and it, like,
it appears wherever you need it.
It's magically wherever you weren't looking with your camera. And as you turn, he's, like, right there. You're like, oh!
I'm in case of where I'll ride my horse to the edge of, like, an island and then swim across a channel to the other side and then call my horse back and it'll
be just there. It's amazing.
And you know what? You know why? Because it's fucking fun. That's why. Fuck you, Rockstar, and fuck all you people that keep defending this shit. It's just fun. Anyways, sorry.
Are you playing? Is it Alexios? Is that the guy's name?
I'm playing as Cassandra.
There's Alexios and Cassandra. This game is clearly Cassandra's game.
I'm playing as Cassandra too, but she is obviously the cooler of the.
She's awesome. It's just so awesome. It's great.
I agree.
You just get it, Chris. Like it as well.
Yeah, I got it over Black Friday.
Do you know how much, like, how many hours you played, or like?
I played like an hour of it, but like it played. I mean, it's very much like Origins.
Yeah, it definitely is, for sure.
I mean, I really like the setting of Origins, you know, ancient Egypt, but I also really like the setting of this one, you know, being ancient Greece. Mm-hmm. And, it's really cool.
I'm having so much fun with it. The only thing else, all right, so I'm about, it's so funny too, because I got this just a couple days ago, but I'm like 20 hours in. The only thing I'm starting to notice now is like there's a cycle to it, and it's kind of just doing it over and over and over and over and over. It's like I kind of remember like why I stopped playing the last one, because I was just like, all right, I've seen this. We're just going to keep doing this over and over and over and over and over. Like, it's going to go for, like, how many? Like, 100 hours? Like, what are we doing?
Have you gotten to the cult yet?
Yeah.
Like the cult tree and all that stuff?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I love that stuff.
It's fun, yeah, but it's there is, a ton of stuff to do here. I love doing cult stuff. I love doing all of it. I love doing... Dude, my first thing is I go to the fucking town board and I want to get all the bounties. Like, that's all I do. All I want is bounties. I hate anything else because the bounties tell you exactly how many meters away they are. You just run to them and kill a motherfucker and that's it. You collect. You know what I mean? But also, yeah, I've started to do the cult stuff too. Like, and that seems like a lot.
Yeah.
And like, is that like main, like, is that like what you're doing?
So that there are three main quests in the game. There's like three arcs. There's a cult thing. There's the Odyssey, which is the main story. Like the main story. I think telling you what it arcs to kind of spoils it, so I'm not going to do that. And then there's something that relates to the like the future stuff, the present day stuff in Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, which I got a little more of that
too. Yeah. Those two, the cult and that stuff, you have to be really high level to get to, so you're like far away from that stuff.
Mm-hmm. So, like, but, like, could you just play through the Odyssey chapters and then get the credits roll and, like, consider you beat the game?
You know what? I played through the whole game, and I don't think the credits ever rolled.
Well, that would make sense because it took about 5 hours for, like, the opening title card to show up, so.
Which is how it was in the last
yeah.
one.
So yeah.
Like, a really like, late
oh,
title
I thought card. I saw, I swear I saw you, like, 3 hours ago. Okay.
It could be that the credits are just buried in the main menu and they don't want to break you away.
It's possible, but I feel like you knew that. Like if you like when you beat the end of the game, you feel like that you need that validation.
You want that ending. You want the yeah. credits to roll, and like they could drop you right back into the world, but you do want that kind of like
yeah.
I did it and just sit back for yeah. 10 minutes.
Yep, you take your screenshots and whatever. Like. I love, you know what, I think every game should be required to do is at the end of a credits roll, they give you, like, time, like, completion time and a score or something like that. Like, you know, try to beat that. I don't care what the game is. Figure out a way to do that.
Odyssey's very, very good.
Yeah, you're in for a treat. Like, I've become very addicted to it. I lose entire nights to this damn thing.
So good.
Well, my girlfriend plays Pokemon Let's Go.
Also,
she just beat it.
Did she?
She just beat it. Yeah, by the way. So I don't know if you guys have beat it yet, but
no.
She said it was amazing. She loved it.
It is quite. It's very good. Glad she liked it. You should play it.
I'm definitely going to, hopefully. There's Smash coming up, so maybe after that.
Or, like, you know, instead of Smash.
Oh, come on. Smash is going to be fun.
It will be, but
for a couple days.
For me, it'll be good for, like, you know, a couple days, and then, like,
when we all,
like, or something.
We're all getting it, right? So we should at least try to get together for some matches.
That'll be good.
I think.
We'd all have to get that, the Nintendo Online.
Oh, wait. Do we do?
Just set up like a...
To play it, yeah.
Oh, I have a Nintendo Online.
No, all right, never mind. Fuck that.
What are you going to do? You're going to get Smash and not play online?
Hey, just play it local and multiplayer.
Yeah.
Which is how that game is best played, but...
Yeah, you got to be able to, like,
the
person you're playing with in the arm.
This would be, like, local and multi, because we're all, like, I'm bad at it, probably. All right. Yeah, compared to most people.
I am. Yeah, like, I'm bad at all.
Yeah. Things,
so. Yeah. I don't know. We'll
sign
see.
Up, do it.
I am getting it. Comes out what?
Next week, I think.
Yeah. Or next Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys play anything else, Pete?
No.
Tony.
Battlefield.
Yeah.
Yeah, we played a lot of Battlefield, in fact.
Yeah. That's a good game.
It is so good.
Conquest is excellent. And we played a bunch of that last night. And a couple nights ago, actually, too. And what was the mode, the other mode we played?
It wasn't Frontlines. It was...
It was like some sort of Rush
hybrid. Yeah.
That was fun.
It seemed like we ran right over the other team.
It wasn't very competitive.
No.
I mean, I do like to win. That was a little bit ridiculous. Like, our team was just steamrolling them. But that could also be, I don't know. I know in like Battlefield 3 and 4, like, Rush, like the offense or the defense, like the maps weren't very well balanced. So like if you were on offense on like a certain map, you can almost always steamroll the other team. Or if you were defense on one, like you almost always stonewalled them. Maybe that's what's going on here. I don't know. It seems like a cool mode though. I would play more of that. Did you get to play any of the war stories?
I haven't started those yet. I can't stop playing the multiplayer. It's very
So I actually played all three of them, have finished them. They're okay. I don't think they're as good as the ones in Battlefield 1. And there's only three of them this time around, with a fourth launching Monday,
mm-hmm.
With new maps. What I did like was, so the first one is you play an English criminal and you're drafted into Churchill's kind of like basically his like SEAL team, like the formation of like his special operations team. And that's okay. I didn't love that one. Nordalis, though, is you play a Norwegian freedom fighter who's trying to rescue her mom, who is a scientist and has been captured by the Nazis. And that one's actually really cool. Like, there's a lot of stealth to it, sniping, some cool action sequences. Also, the entire thing is in Norwegian and German.
I heard about that.
Yeah, that was really cool. So everything is in subtitles, but the fact that like that they speak like native language.
That's how it should be.
Yeah.
I hate that shit in fucking video games.
Like, there was no like fake like,
oh, you got a fake accent. Like, I speak English. So it's like, why would you speak English in your native country?
Can you
like,
do that accent for me again, Jeff?
I don't even know what the fuck that was. I don't know what I was aiming for.
And then the third one, and I don't know. I don't know the term, but it was you play somebody like this guy from Senegal. I think it's like the Toussaint or something like that is like the name of the troops that came from Senegal to fight for France. And that story is really cool. It's all done in that like native language as well. Not in Senegalese or whatever, but in French. It's like, I thought that one was really like really well done. Like, you're storming, kind of like pushing up a hill for a lot of it. So it definitely had like this Normandy type feel. There's points where you're like, you're taking over a town or you're storming the chateau at like, that one I thought was like the best one going. None of them quite reach the like design level of the best ones of Battlefield 1, but they're all pretty good. Well worth playing. The later two better than the first one. And there's that fourth one coming, so hopefully that one turns out good too. But Battlefield 5 is pretty cool.
I like the vehicle selection.
Yeah.
They kind of mix some cool stuff in with like the old standbys. We got to ride around in the Churchill Crocodile.
That was fun.
The flamethrowing tank. It was kind of cool to light everything on fire, and the fire was like burning the environment.
Yes. that was really like, there was flames everywhere. We were roasting Germans.
And... Earl's like, I can't see because of the fire.
Sorry, smoke Earl. Everywhere. And there really was, because like I was in the chase cam, so I was actually like above us, looking at it like we were playing like in a driving game, and the flames were just flying around the entire tank. It was amazing.
What is it, like shoot out just like a giant flamethrower or some shit?
Yeah, so it's a tank with like a flamethrower mounted in the chassis.
That's awesome.
So yeah, Chris still had the main gun, so it's like it's a beast.
Has the big gun, like, and which what I did find interesting about this is, and I don't remember it being this way in other Battlefields, is like that main gun has a set amount of ammo.
I don't think they've done that before. I think that's new.
Which is interesting because it means that you have to be very careful with it. You just can't be like firing just to fire,
right?
Because you're wasting ammo. And it also means that like some, like we were doing really well in that tank, but at some point we were going to like the flamethrower wasn't going to run out, but like that big gun is not going to be able to keep bigger enemies away.
right?
And leave us vulnerable. So like it allows it to be a little more balanced.
Yeah. That's pretty
good. We had one match after you left. I don't know. The Flak Panzer IV.
Okay.
Which is like a tank with four anti-aircraft guns mounted in the turret.
Okay.
That thing is insane. We were actually fighting it though, so that it must have also been one of the reinforcement things, but it was tough to take down. Like it was eating us alive. I really hope there's an ammo count on that too. They're definitely like we blew it up before it stopped shooting, so maybe not, but
yeah. I hope so. As you level up, you are unlocking different vehicles. So
yep.
I wonder if like maybe it'll unlock more vehicles for us to choose from.
Different vehicles, different planes.
Yeah.
Although I don't really fly around, so.
No.
Is flying still like really hard in those games?
I'm afraid of it. It used to be really hard and I just never. Like I just stay away from it.
I can keep myself in the air, but like doing anything else is basically useless.
Which is crazy because you see some people are flying around and they're like destroying everything.
Oh, yeah.
Like they're dropping bombs on tanks. And there was one match we had where Don was standing right next to me. He's like, "I'm going to move next to you," and some guy dropped a bomb on the two of us. I could never do that.
There are people that are amazingly good at like flying planes and doing things with them that I cannot do at all. But yeah, that game's really good. It's super pretty, plays real well. It does have some of those dice bugs.
Yep.
Good old dice bugs.
Like, for instance, all of us can be the squad leader except me for some reason.
Yep.
Not permitted. Can't do it.
Fucking demoted, Tony.
Tony can't be a squad leader. And if we we create a squad and then promote him to squad leader, it basically freezes our squad.
Oh, geez. Like, it's just really mad if you try to do anything.
Yeah. And occasionally it'll get caught in like a loading loop where like you're just stuck at a black screen with the loading symbol and it never goes back to the menu and it doesn't load you into the game. Like that kind of sucks.
They were talking about that on Giant Bomb too. Like when you're trying to quit a match, it just endlessly spins until you just shut the entire game down.
Yeah. Like it doesn't always do that, but it like the loading times are kind of excessive for a modern day game. Like it shouldn't take that long to load, but there are definitely times where like, all right, well, where's Tony at? I'm still stuck in a loading screen.
Yeah, there was one time it took me like half the match to load in.
Yeah. So like that's not fun, but that's also kind of been something that has been around in dice games. It's not excusable, but it's also not. I'm not surprised by the fact that those same bugs are there. I don't know why they can't figure them out, but that shit's been going on since Battlefield 3.
Yeah, and they always seem to figure them out for that particular game eventually.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's most of the time after I've stopped playing it. I don't know. You guys play anything else? Pretty much good. All right. We're getting close to the end of the year. I'm going to try and play Celeste. Multiple people have asked me to give it a go. So
I got Dead Cells on Black Friday, so I'm going
to... Yes.
Try that out.
Yeah, play the shit out of that.
Right there, Jim.
I want to play Spyro, but I don't know if I'm going to get around to it.
I got Spyro. Also, my son is farther than Jeff now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is that your son playing?
That's my son. Yeah.
I played through the whole first game.
Yeah.
Except for the final boss, which I could not beat.
See.
Your son beat the final boss.
He did. He beat it today.
Did he, right?
Yeah. He's and, congratulations to 8-year-olds beating you up.
Well, and, I don't like when there's like multiple stages to a thing. As like, oh, if you make one, it's one of those ones where it's like you're chasing him through the level. It's like if you make one wrong button press, you start over from the beginning. Like no matter how far you get into it, and I get so frustrated with that.
What game are you doing? What game are you on?
Spiral 1.
Oh.
But I played through the whole game. Like I played through all levels. Like, that game is amazing. Like, I burned through that game in, like, 3 days. Like, I was just so into it.
Yeah, I need to spend the money.
Oh, my God. It looks great. It plays great. I'm sure it looks and plays way better than it did when it came out. Like, it's just awesome.
Actually, no. I think, like, unlike the Crash Bandicoot one, they left the, like, the physics and stuff mostly alone.
Did they?
Yeah, like unlike the
Crash Bandicoot. Did they have like dual analog?
No, they did remap the controls.
It feels like badass.
I mean, yeah, the controls are probably different, but I mean, like in terms of like how Spyro jumps and how he
actually handles.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's like an accurate, you know, interpretation, but like, yeah, it
feels good.
It's like, it makes that a game that doesn't feel aged. Like, it feels timeless now. Like, it's just, like, awesome. It's just so much fun. So.
Yeah, that's one I definitely want to try and get a shot at. But we also have Smash coming out. We won't have been able to talk about it next week because it'll come out the day after. But that'll be here. And then before we know it, it'll be Game of the Year time, so.
Oh, God.
Do we have tentative dates on that yet, or are we going to...
The 20th? Yeah. 20th.
Okay.
We should, maybe next week, we could start coming up with some categories, though.
Yeah.
All right. We will be back next week. Jeff, say goodnight.
Good night.